This is VOA News. Reporting by remote, I'm Joe Ramsey. Iran says it will start enriching uranium to 60% purity, a move closer to the 90% needed for a nuclear bomb, after accusing Israel of sabotaging a key nuclear installation. Iran also announcing Tuesday it will activate 1,000 advanced centrifuge machines at Natanz, the nuclear plant hit by an explosion on Sunday that Tehran blames on Israel. It comes before talks resume in Vienna, aimed at reviving Iran's 2015 nuclear deal with major powers after former U.S. President Donald Trump abandoned it 3 years ago, an accord Israel opposes. White House Press Secretary Jen Psaki calls Iran's announcement provocative and says the Biden administration is concerned, raising questions over Tehran's seriousness on nuclear talks. Last week, Iran and the global powers held what they described as constructive talks to salvage the 2015 deal, which has unraveled as Iran has breached its limits on uranium enrichment since Trump reimposed harsh sanctions on Tehran. U.S. federal health agencies recommend pausing the use of Johnson & Johnson's COVID-19 vaccine for at least a few days after six women under age 50 developed rare blood clots after receiving the shot. Johnson & Johnson says it will delay rollout of the vaccine to Europe a week after regulators there said they were reviewing rare blood clots in four recipients of the shot in the United States. The head of the U.S. Food and Drug Administration says the agency expects the pause to be a matter of days and is aimed at providing information to healthcare providers on how to diagnose and treat the clots. The move comes after European regulators said earlier this month they had found a possible link between AstraZeneca's COVID-19 vaccine and a similar rare blood clotting problem that led to a small number of deaths. This is VOA News. The White House says that Johnson & Johnson's vaccine pause will not have a significant impact on its plan to administer about 3 million shots per day and a total of 200 million before President Joe Biden's 100th day in office. Officials say there have been no similar blood clot cases reported among recipients of the Moderna or Pfizer vaccines, which use a different technology. The police chief and the officer in the U.S. state of Minnesota who shot a 20-year-old black man during a traffic stop both resigned following two nights of protests in the city of Brooklyn Center. The mayor says they resigned after the city council passed a resolution to dismiss both Chief Tim Gannon and the officer who shot Dante Wright, Kim Potter, a 26-year veteran of the force. Brooklyn Center is just miles from Minneapolis, a city on edge with the trial of Derek Chauvin, the former officer charged with murdering George Floyd. Mexico's government says it has deployed at least 12,000 officials in southern Mexico to deal with an increase in migrant arrivals and urge Central Americans not to take children along to facilitate their passage. The country's foreign minister says flows of migrant children were at unprecedented levels. There are concerns the children are being used by human smugglers to make it easier for migrants to transit Mexico and urge Central Americans to desist from the practice. The United Nations High Commissioner for Human Rights is urging states to take immediate, decisive, and impactful measures to punish Myanmar's military leadership into halting its campaign of repression and slaughter of its people. She says there are clear echoes of Syria in 2011, where they saw peaceful protests met with unnecessary and clearly disproportionate force. And the state's brutal, persistent repression of its own people led to some individuals taking up arms, followed by a downward and rapidly expanding spiral of violence all across the country. She went on to say the states must not allow the deadly mistakes of the past in Syria and elsewhere to be repeated. Scientists with the U.S. space agency NASA and the Jet Propulsion Laboratory say the much-anticipated first flight of the Ingenuity helicopter on Mars has been delayed again while scientists make some software modifications. Scientists had hoped to perform the first controlled power flight of an aircraft on a planet other than Earth as early as Sunday. Problems encountered last week, though, when high-speed tests on rotors were performed switching from pre-flight means the helicopter won't be attempted as planned Wednesday. You can find more on these stories and the rest of the day's news at voanews.com. You can also follow us on the VOA mobile app. Reporting by remote, I'm Joe Ramsey, VOA News.